It was the year 2009. An outbreak of salmonella linked to tainted peanut butter killed 9 people and sickened hundreds. And at the time, Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy said,
I'd like to see some people go to jail.
And indeed, it looks like that will happen. Tuesday, a federal judge sentencing the former owner of the now defunct Peanut Corporation of America to 28 years in prison, his brother to 20, another employee to 5 years. They were convicted on several counts when it was found they knowingly shipped tainted peanut products all over the country, prompting one of the biggest food recalls ever. FDA inspectors did not pick up on the Georgia plant's problems right away. This week, FDA official Michael Taylor told lawmakers under some new rules that are coming into play,
we'll have a much stronger ability as investigators to go into facilities and make assessments of the system and to be able to detect and find records that would reveal a problem that needs to be addressed.
The new rules would allow FDA to close a plant down quickly also, if necessary. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.